Well, there are calls for sweeping changes to Australia's child support system. In some cases, primary caregivers, most of them women, are receiving zero child support, but are actually owed thousands, advocates say. Officially, the current scheme shows nearly $1.7 billion is outstanding, though researchers say that figure is severely underestimated. Helen Frost reports.
For many single parents, negotiating child support is fairly amicable. But for this woman, who we're calling Eleanor for legal reasons, it's been a traumatic experience. Someone else is reading what she told us.
We had a long period of time of extreme violence. He was criminally charged and convicted with my assault. He was charged with 13 counts, including 3 counts of rape. At the same time, I was also going through family court proceedings where he actually went for full custody of the children, as well as a large chunk of the assets of my superannuation, and I didn't have any other option than to fight that through the court.
They share 3 children, and a statement on Eleanor's government child support account shows she's owed $33,000.
I see that debt growing. I look at it and go, oh, wow, there's those braces, there's all those excursions, all those things that we really had to scrape for. I'm now at a point where I'm starting to feel that the debt, it's not worth the risk for myself and my own safety to keep pursuing that.
Services Australia works with separated parents to support 1.1 million children, and it says the majority of parents pay child support in full and on time. Government data shows more than $2.8 billion was transferred in the first 3 quarters of this financial year, but there's nearly $1.7 billion owing. And the Child Support Agency data shows 86% of those who were owed money are women. Therese Edwards from the National Council of Single Mothers and Their Children says that figure only includes agreements lodged with the government.
That's an underestimated amount because it doesn't include monies that have been written off over the years, and nor does it include private collect arrangements.
Therese Edwards is pushing the government for a crackdown on non-payment.
We think child support payment should form the credit rating system. So if you pay your child support, you'll get it acknowledged and it will form part of your credit rating. We just want child support to be transferred to the house where the children live.
A joint select committee on Australia's family law system is underway in Canberra. Bruce Smythe, a professor of family studies at the Australian National University, told the inquiry the lack of government data available on the child support scheme makes it hard to assess claims from individuals and advocate groups.
I think it's really important that we get better information on what goes on among these cases where people make arrangements to transfer the money between each other, because the idea that if it's not working for whatever reason that people go back to the Child Support Agency and get the agency to start doing collection, there's a lot of reasons why people wouldn't actually go back to the agency for fear of some kind of reprisal or for escalating the situation.
Another issue he raised is a table setting out the cost of children. It hasn't been updated since 2004. Prema Lima, the solicitor in charge of the Child Support Service at Legal Aid New South Wales, says the process works well for most, but can be confusing for parents.
And I'm not surprised, because it's really complicated. A lot of people get their information from a variety of different sources and they try and patch it all together and they don't know everything about the other parent. We do quite a lot of unpacking of people's understanding and give them information about how the system works.
Services Australia says the agency employs a range of detection and enforcement measures to make sure people pay the child support they owe, including deducting payment from wages or issuing orders that stop the person from leaving the country.
Helen Frost with that report. And if you need any support, you can call Lifeline on 13 1114. And for young people, Kids Helpline is 1800 551 800.